Every month, staff from the Airdrie Public Library send the Airdrie City View a small collection of some of the titles available at the library, along with some short synopses. The titles include both adult fiction and non-fiction selections. Here is the April 2022 submission, showcasing some of the library's books Airdrie readers can enjoy getting lost in this spring. Adult fiction The Recovery Agent Janet Ivanovich https://catalog.trackpack.ab.ca/polaris/search/title.asp:marc_ctx=1.1033.0.0.3 and POS=1ncn=186615 Lost something? Gabriella Rose knows how to get it back. As a recovery agent, she's hired by individuals and companies seeking lost treasures, stolen heirlooms, or missing assets of any kind. She's reliable, cool under pressure, and well-trained in weapons of all types. But Gabriella's latest job isn't for some bamboozled billionaire. It's for her own family, whose home is going to be wiped off the map if they can't come up with a lot of money fast. The Diamond Eye Kate Quinn https://catalog.trackpack.ab.ca/polaris/search/title.asp:marc_ctx=1.1033.0.3 and POS=3ncn=1952681 In 1937 in the snowbound city of Kyiv, Rye and bookish history student Mila Pavlichenko organizes her life around her library job and her young son. But Adolf Hitler's invasion of Ukraine and Russia sends her on a different path. Given a rifle and sent to join the fight, Mila must reinvent herself from a studious girl to a deadly sniper, ultimately becoming a lethal hunter of Nazis known as Lady Death. Based on a true story. Adult nonfiction 22 Murders. Investigating the Massacres, Cover-Up and Obstacles to Justice in Nova Scotia Paul Palango https://catalog.trackpack.ab.ca/polaris/search/title.asp:marc_ctx=1.1033.0.3 and POS=1ncn=1562236 As news broke of a killer rampaging across the tiny community of Portapique, Nova Scotia, late on April 18, 2020, details were oddly hard to come by. The RCMP was largely silent then, and continued to obscure the actions of denturist Gabriel Wortmann. Watching the RCMP stumble through the Portapique massacre, Palango knew the story behind the headlines was more complicated and damning than anyone was willing to admit. Palango peels away the layers of this murderous episode, unearthing the collision of failure and malfeasance that cost a quiet community 22 innocent lives. Pandora's Jar. Women in Greek Myths Natalie Haynes https://catalog.trackpack.ab.ca/polaris/search/title.asp:marc_ctx=1.1033.0.3 and POS=1ncn=1952678 The tellers of Greek myths, historically men, have routinely sidelined the female characters. When they do take a larger role, women are often portrayed as monstrous, vengeful, or just plain evil. In this book, Natalie Haynes puts the women of the Greek myths on an equal footing with the men. Haynes revolutionizes our understanding of epic poems, stories, and plays, resurrecting them from a woman's perspective and tracing the origins of ancient Greece's mythic female characters.